A federal watchdog agency is cracking down on payday lenders and other costly forms of short-term credit. Payday loans can carry interest rates of 300% or more. And while they're typically marketed as a way to tide borrowers over till their next paycheck, many people wind up having to renew the loans again and again. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau wants to stop all that with a proposed rule it's unveiling today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Payday lending has mushroomed into big business. There are more payday storefronts in the U.S. than there are McDonald's restaurants. And last year, the industry collected more than $3.5 billion in fees. Richard Cordray, who directs the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, worries payday lenders, car title lenders, and other providers of short-term credit are too often profiting at their customers' expense.
Lenders are finding ways to succeed even as they're setting up borrowers to fail.
The watchdog agency's research found 4 out of 5 customers who take out a payday or car title loan soon have to take out another one. The refinancing fees quickly mount up, and 20% of car title borrowers wind up having their vehicles seized. Last month, Google announced it plans to stop taking ads for payday lenders. President Obama also promised a crackdown when the government launched its rulemaking process last year.
If you're making that profit by trapping hardworking Americans into a vicious cycle of debt, you got to find a new business model. You got to find a new way of doing business.
Consumer advocates have long argued that the payday way of doing business is a potential trap. Borrowers hand over a post-dated check or sign paperwork giving the lender direct access to their bank account. Payday lenders can then collect as soon as a borrower is paid, even if that leaves little money left over to pay the rest of the monthly bills. In fact, Mike Calhoun of the Center for Responsible Lending says that's how payday lenders prefer it.
Their best customer is the one that they can collect from, but who can't repay the loan and move on with their life, that has to refinance again.
The proposed rule is designed to curb that practice by requiring payday, car title, and other lenders to check borrowers' income and expenses to make sure they can afford to repay a loan without falling deeper into debt. Cordray expects to finalize the rule in 90 days.
We want these products to help consumers, not harm them.
The rule would also restrict lenders from making repeated attempts to debit a borrower's bank account.
They will just ping the account again and again, and you'll incur a fee for each one of those. And that can happen 6, 8, 10 times, racking up hundreds of dollars in fees.
The payday industry complains the proposed rule goes too far. Dennis Shaw, who heads a trade group called the Community Financial Services Association, warns the rule could dry up access to credit for borrowers who badly need it.
There are very few credit alternatives for the people who borrow from us, and eliminating one of their choices is not the way to go.
Over the years, the payday industry has proven adept at lobbying policymakers to water down regulation and adjusting its products just enough to avoid oversight while maintaining hefty fees. Consumer advocate Calhoun says watchdogs will have to guard against that here.
What this fight will come down to is, can the payday lenders again pull one of their evasion moves so they continue preying on working families?
The payday industry is already threatening a legal challenge to the proposed rule, and there's a bipartisan bill pending in Congress that would substitute a much weaker form of consumer protection. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.